Ah, Phil Moss, all the talk this morning, mate. We've been discussing Tony Popovich, another clean out there at the Western Sydney Wanderers, and that's pretty normal, but we're wondering whether it's the right thing to be doing. What's your point of view?
Well, I guess the results will dictate that, TK, as always. Good morning, guys. Yeah, look, 10 players, and there's some big names going. Captain Dimas Delgado, vice-captain Mitch Nichols. It looks as though they won't keep Martinez or Antonis. They'll go back to the European clubs that they were loaned from, which is a battle that Western Sydney look like they've lost because they were keen to keep those two. Neville, of course, going back to his hometown club in Perth Glory. So, look, it's no surprise, as you said, TK, he'd gone through something like 60 players in four seasons. This will take it up over the 70 mark in five seasons. So, it's look, massive turnover every season. We know the last foundation player in Shannon Cole departed after the ACL game the other day. So, I guess the question mark is, you know, continuity versus freshness. And every season, Popper seems to rebuild that dressing room. And next season is a very, very big season for him because this season has not been good enough for a club of that size.
No. Yeah, well, we're not sure about it, Mossy, and we've spoken about this, but what we haven't really analysed is what the other clubs do. I mean, are they cutting eight adrift? Is everyone doing that?
Oh, look, I think, you know, this season there'll be a couple, I think, you know, of the clubs who really haven't performed, like the Mariners, Newcastle Jets, Adelaide. There's going to be quite a high turnover in those clubs, but you'd expect that because, you know, they haven't performed to the level of their fans' expectations or their board's expectations. But the wonder is this is something they've done every season, whether they've made the grand final or not.
That's right. It's not because they haven't performed. He just seems to be one of those coaches who likes that high turnover of players. Well, the contrast to that is Graham Arnold's scrambling to re-sign as many of his blokes as he can.
That's right, and that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? You know, Matty Simon re-signed this week, and Simo's become he's a fantastic guy. I worked with him at the Mariners, of course, but you know, he's someone you want in your dressing room, and his performance off the bench in the grand final, along with David Carney, really swung the match in Sydney FC's favour, and he's very good value for another year at Sydney FC.
Who's going to the Mariners?
Well, this is an interesting one. Our good mate Ray Gatt posted something on Twitter last night that the Wikipedia profiles of both Sergio Thirio from Adelaide and Andrew Hull from Newcastle has been updated to say that their current clubs are Central Coast Mariners. Now, there's been nothing in the news. There's been some speculation about Thirio, but nothing about Andrew Hull. Now, if he goes being a Newcastle boy down the F3, or the M1 as it's called now, I still can't get my head around that, but anyway, if he goes down the F3 from Newcastle to Mariners, that will certainly add a bit of spite to the F3 derby next season.
All right, let's try and find a winner, mate. EPL just keeps on going. Chelsea needs one more win to actually wrap up that title. But who do you like? Who's your standout bets for the weekend?
I'm going in a three-leg multi, TK. Chelsea to get over the top of West Brom. Man City to get over Leicester at home on Saturday. And Spurs to get the points over Manchester United. And look, Spurs fell over, I guess, at the final hurdle last week. I'm not going to say they bottled it in any way, shape or form. They've had a magnificent season, but I think they'll bounce back against Manchester United, who now have got their spot in the Europa League final after this morning's result, and I just think they'll have all their attention on that. You know, still wanting to win in the EPL, of course, but I just think Spurs will be too strong there. So the multi, Chelsea, Man City and Spurs all to get the wins.
And Europa League, mate, what were the results there?
Oh, Slats, this was incredible. Gripping viewing this morning. In the end, Ajax got home 5-4. Lyon pushed them the whole way, and Lacazette scored two goals in injury time of the first half to get Lyon to 2-1 at half time. And then Gazelle had a chance in the 96th minute in front of goal to score, to take it to extra time, and he fluffed his lines. That was a gripping game, that one. Ajax threw 5-4. Manchester United threw 2-1 on aggregate. So that'll be the final on May 25.
Okay, so Mossy's multi is Chelsea to win, into Man City, into Tottenham to win at $2.75. Mate, thanks so much for that.
Pleasure, TK. One other game to keep your eye on, Crystal Palace against Hull. Hull fighting to avoid that drop zone.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.